Hello, and welcome to Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton, and today is episode numbered 100, but is actually the 101st episode, because episode 0 was the first episode. Today on Saturday Scrawl, call-ins, G+, and my card game. I had 3 call-ins congratulating me on my 100th episode this past Thursday from Colin Green, a.k.a. Spike Pit, his brother Darren Green, a.k.a. Arfed, and Frothsoff, Jeremy Smith. Take it away, fellas.
Larry! Yeah, Larry! 100 episodes, mate, and still going strong. What more can I say? Loving Follow Me and Die. You're a great asset to the OSR Anchorite community, and I'm glad you're loving it and getting out there with all your social media, your PDFs on Drive-Thru, all the stuff you're doing. It's really inspiring, mate. And good luck to you, and hope there's 100 more at least.
Hi, Arfed here. Just ringing in to congratulate you on reaching your 100 episodes. I think I've listened to them all now, so I'm a long-term listener. Enjoyed all your shows and keep up the good work. Congrats on your PDFs that you're getting through on Drive-Thru. Just wanted to also mention I'm actually working on a new game myself, which is based on BX, but instead of rolling dice, I'm replacing it with a deck of 20 cards to represent sort of 1 to 20 on a D20. So yeah, working on that. We won't be ready for a good few months yet, but yeah, I'm enjoying it, and I'm looking forward to seeing what you do with your card game. Cheers.
Hey, Larry, Froth here. Wanted to call in and congratulate you on the milestone. 100 episodes. It's outstanding. Congratulations. It was interesting hearing all the kind of analytics and all the different stuff you've been working on. And, you know, I appreciated you thanking everyone. What I wanted to say, you know, give yourself a pat on the back, because it takes a lot of self-discipline and time and effort and honestly love for it to do all that. I know that personally, so give yourself a pat on the back. Keep up the good work and look forward to hearing more.
Cut. Action. Well, that's what I get for trying to do it from memory. How could I forget? Ray Otis. Thank you very much for calling in, Ray. I didn't forget you intentionally, just trying to remember who all called in. I couldn't handle it. I guess a segment fault in the memory overload.
Follow me and die. Happy 100th, Larry. Congratulations. That's a huge accomplishment. I appreciate all that you do and all your time spent on the air to entertain us. Keep it going. Hope to hear another 100.
So today I posted what I'm calling my final blog post about G+. Unless something else comes up or happens or changes, I don't anticipate any more postings about G+, except maybe a year from now of a look back or something of a year with after G+. But we'll see if that even happens. And then I posted that for my card game, I had the idea that it would be a good idea, once I finally get ready with the next iteration of my playtest deck, to have a playtest questionnaire, because I plan to have someone else assisting me with playtesting, and they're actually in another state. And since I won't be around to observe and pick the brains of those individuals, I need some way of doing that. I also want to offer them the option, like via a QR code, to get to the link to sign up to the mailing list to get an email when the Kickstarter goes live, which is planned for the first quarter of 2020. So I've done a quick Google search about playtest questionnaire and got some interesting little results. I think those links may include all that I need, but I haven't had time to digest it. My main focus is I want the questionnaires to be clear, concise, and on point to generate information that is constructive to sussing out any issues that may remain with the written rules or the design of and wording of the cards, so that people basically, I want to plan for, I'm not going to be able to teach everybody how to play my card game. I need people to figure it out from what's in their hands. Of course, I can have YouTube videos and other information online, but most people probably aren't going to go looking for that. They're going to want to deal with what's in their hands. And if that's not good enough to get them playing the game, obviously that's a problem. And I want to shake out all those problems before the Kickstarter. I think we're really close, but it's going to be told by how the next version of the deck plays. So if you have any experience with making playtest questionnaires, I really want to hear from people who have experience with playtest questionnaires and their ideas of what worked best for them, because it's easy to get all kinds of documents of what others have used for a playtest questionnaire, but it doesn't tell us what about that questionnaire worked and what didn't work. I want to be efficient and effective with my use of time and the use of the time of the playtesters. So I really want to hear about that. And, well, I have exceeded 100 episodes on my podcast. I went to a podcast seminar about the ins and outs of podcasting at GaryCon 8, and they were throwing around the number that most podcasts don't make it past episode 7. Well, I guess if you make it past episode 7, you're a success, or at least more successful than all the others out there. And I know some of the anchor podcasters have had several podcasts that didn't last very long, but have managed to make Anchor make it a success. Anchor makes it really easy to be successful with podcasting, at least as far as production of episodes. It's up to the contents and quality of your episodes and getting the word out that will attract listeners and be a success in that measure. I really appreciate all the congratulations, both through the voice messages and online and in other methods. As I mentioned, in my 100th episode, I will be here podcasting just as long as I can, many, many episodes in the future. I really look forward to hearing more of your podcasts. And I've got a new focus on fitness. I have to. I'm needing to really get my weight and other things under control. My work has a wellness challenge through our insurance provider, and that starts in April. I went ahead and got a Fitbit that I can sync up with my cell phone and sync up with the website for the challenge, so that when that starts, it'll record my efforts. It was raining today, so I went to the mall when I was out running errands, and I got in my steps for my goal. I've exceeded my goal a little bit, which is good. My goal was at 8,000 steps, which it was saying is the average for most people, not the 10,000 that they say it should be, but it was easy enough to get that in. So it's, I guess, about 4 miles of walking. That's not too hard to do. I do have about a half mile from my house, a walking trail that I believe is a mile and a half in length, so I could get in close to 4 miles in a day just walking that trail. I do have a nice road bike. Well, it's a dual-purpose off-road bike as well that I let my son borrow it, and he broke the seat, so I got to get a new seat for that so I can start riding that. I also have a stationary bicycle. I could easily ride that. The good thing about the stationary bicycle, I guess I could set it up next to my desk since I work from home, and I could ride that while I'm sitting there at my desk so that I'm not just sitting there getting fat and sedentary. For a while at the office before we closed up, I stacked up some boxes so I could do a standing desk thing, and then I tweaked my foot somehow and couldn't stand. Maybe I can get where standing will work as well, help burn some calories. But anyway, keeping moving. I like the Fitbit. I can set alerts to every hour or so, get up and move. So I think maybe once an hour I'll have it beep at me and I'll go downstairs and come back up and do that a couple of times to get a couple of flights of stairs in every hour. That'll help there, because I want to be around a long time to keep sharing with you guys and playing lots of games, making more games to share. And hopefully the next time I meet some of you face to face, there won't be quite as much of me as there is right now. A good first few days, I've slowly been improving my diet and level of exercise, so that's going well. Kind of rambling here today, but that's why I call it Saturday Scrawl, because that accommodates flexible topics and being all over the place. I'm anticipating narrowing down the selection of an artist or artists for the Kickstarter, and I'm anxious for seeing what some people have offered to do for suggestions on the rules and suggestions of icons for the cards, because once I have those, I can finalize the third iteration of the deck and get that from GameCrafter, and if that looks good, I can get at least one more deck to my person who's gonna help with playtesting, and then I'll try to go around to all the different game stores within about an hour or so of where I live. I found out that there is a small game store in the mall. I guess I knew it was there. My son went with me and he said it's been there since April. I thought it had been there longer. But they have a regular schedule of things going on from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. every day they're open. I can't believe they're making any money being in the mall, but it's not a very big location at the mall. Definitely get a lot of foot traffic walking by. So that's another option of a local game store. But I'm not going to go talking to them till I am actually ready to do something with it. Most game stores are glad to have people coming into their store because that presents opportunities. Keep that in mind and I'll put the word out. You can go to my blog, followmeanddie.com, and I've got a link called Card Game that you can go to and sign up for the mailing list to get alerted when the Kickstarter gets launched. Unless I have some really high dollar thing, I'm not going to have any limited slots. I'm not going to have any slots that the first 100 get a really good deal. I always feel cheated by those. I'm going to be much more egalitarian about it, that each slot, there won't be a limit to it. I think I've identified what I need to have for options. I've got a few ideas for stretch goals. Those are things that will solidify and come together as we move forward. I need to start working on planning my games that I'm going to run in the fall. I'm probably going to go to Origins. I need to get to work on narrowing that down to get that to happen. The Grand Con is a local con in Grand Rapids in September. Because it's local and within an hour, I'm not going to stay on site or take time off work. I'll go perhaps Friday night and all day Saturday and maybe Sunday that weekend. Then, of course, in November, there will be Game Hole Con in Madison, Wisconsin, and UConn in Ypsilanti, Ann Arbor, Michigan. Ypsilanti and Ann Arbor, Michigan basically are right next to each other. I'm looking forward to that. I have updated my Patreon with a poll for patrons to vote on what I work on next. So if you want to see what the choices are, that's a public post. If you want to vote, you'll have to join my Patreon, and I would greatly appreciate any input from patrons. If you are not a patron and want to make a suggestion, you can make a suggestion and I may decide to go with it, but it will not take precedent over what the patrons themselves have suggested. Hopefully we'll have some results on that in a few days, and I can update you on what that's going to be. I'm going to work on each of those things a little bit anyway, but once it's voted on, I'll focus on that until it's done. I'm just really happy with how things are going with my publication efforts. I'm getting incrementally better with the layout. I need to put more time into the layout. I'd love to be making enough money that I could afford an editor and a layout person to do it better than what I can do. But I'm doing well enough that people are paying some money on it, so I can't be worthless, at least not to some people. I really appreciate all your input, and if you've downloaded something of mine, if you want to do a review that is full of constructive criticism. So if you don't like something, what can I do to make it better? If you do like it, please let me know. I'd really like to have some reviews out there. So far, I've only got one review out there for my very first PDF, and it was a glowing review, which is wonderful. I welcome glowing reviews. Who doesn't? But I'd like more reviews on more titles. So if you've checked out some of my stuff and you like it, please feel free to share a review. If you don't like it, if you do a review, make it a constructive one. Constructive means let me know how I could do it better. And if I agree with your assessment, maybe I'll make a revision or a new iteration down the line. Well, now I'm starting to ramble. Thank you all for listening. I hope you're having an awesome day. And as always, game on. And here's the end blurb. You can find Follow Me and Die at my blog, followmeanddie.com, here on Anchor and the many other places where my podcast is syndicated, Follow Me and Die on YouTube, and you can find me on various sites where you see my social media avatar by the amazing Sateen Phoenix. I have a social page on my blog that directs to all my various social media. To get more of my thoughts and opinions in the realm of role-playing games and other games, check out my other sites. I also contribute to Multiverse.world by the new TSR. If you like the podcast and the other things I share online, there are a few ways you can support my efforts. First, tell me and tell others. Just getting out the word is important. Consider backing my Patreon. Patrons get a vote on my next PDF, published on DriveThruRPG. Please check out my RPG-related PDFs. I'm working on a card game that I hope to kickstart in the first quarter of 2020. You can find the sign-up for the announcement mailing list on my blog. I also have a Teespring store where you can get a shirt with my logo, the same one by Sateen Phoenix. Thanks for listening, and game on!
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.